This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Another emergency broadcast. Worldwide transmission. FEMA Secretary Gates reaching out globally.
Here we are.
I thought it was the apocalypse like 20 different times in the past 2 weeks already. I think you're all going to die.
It's pushing. It's definitely pushing. Well, I don't know. Where do you want to start?
Well, the worst Ebola outbreak in 7 years kills 83 in Guinea.
You got mine.
Did I? All righty. In neighboring Liberia, one of two confirmed cases has died. The World Health Organization says both cases were exposed in Guinea. This is the first outbreak of the dreaded disease in Guinea, with 5 new cases, raising the number total to 127 suspected and confirmed. We're facing an epidemic of magnitude never before seen in terms of a distribution of the cases, says Mariano Lugli, spokesperson for Doctors Without Borders, an organization that has intervened in almost all reported Ebola outbreaks in recent years. The Guinea government has asked people not to eat monkeys or chimpanzees or bats.
Yeah, it came from bats, right?
As well as avoid bats. The affected areas. So no chimps, monkeys, or bats, everybody, please. And yeah, otherwise I think we'll all be all right. Just in no international flights to Guinea this week. I'd probably just, you know, put that off.
Yeah. It's a shithole anyway. You don't need to go there.
Yeah, really. I mean, all of Africa. I mean,
pretty much a shithole.
If you want to go down there and you know, start a new diamond mine, yeah. Perhaps.
I'm sure there's some nice beaches here and there.
Here and there.
Here and there.
All around the world.
Amid tribes cutting each other's fucking arms and heads off with machetes.
Right.
Get some surfing in or something. Yeah. It's like California, really.
It sounds a lot like California.
Only not. An heir to the DuPont fortune. Did you hear about this? Read about this? He got charged with raping his 3-year-old daughter, raping his infant son. Guess how much jail time he got?
I did hear about this. No jail time.
He did spend some jail time. Yeah. He was in jail to post bail. So 45 minutes, an hour. And this guy's a billionaire, multimillionaire, whatever. His bond was posted at $60,000.
Wow.
So, and if he had wanted to, he could have skipped the country and skipped justice and skipped the whole thing. But he didn't even bother leaving because he knew. It's not even... And this is just... This should go to show that the royals are inbreds. They have nothing... There's no qualms about it. It's out in the open. I mean, have you seen this guy's mugshot? Well, I got his name here. Robert Richards IV. He's smiling. He's smiling, and it's like, what are you going to do?
That's the one where the judge said that he's not going to give him jail time because...
He wouldn't fare well in prison
due to the nature of his
heinous crimes.
Yeah.
Nobody fares well.
Well, yeah, no, especially not if you raped your 3-year-old daughter. I would guess that the guys in prison are probably going to not look at you very kindly.
I would hope. I would hope it wouldn't be a...
In fact, I'd say that's an appropriate... sentences to put him in prison for raping his 3-year-old daughter. I mean, who doesn't go to prison for that when they get caught?
Apparently, the man is the heir to the DuPont fortune.
Oh, yeah, so if you have enough money...
Ripple Effect in the house, local band.
Ripple Effect. Check them out on SoundCloud. But yeah, the rape thing. Good God. Put them rapers in jail, man, and then them prison people can just kill them off as they see fit, I say.
Mm.
But for a judge, this judge should be investigated just all on his own, just because...
Her. It's a woman.
Her, even? Mm-hmm. My God, how much money does it take to buy a judge like that, I wonder? How much money did she have to... Did he have to give her? Be like, well, I'm not going to put him in jail.
I heard a good point that was talking about these judges that are letting up, along with, like, that kid that did the drunk driving and got off on affluenza because he's so rich that he killed the four people. It wasn't too long ago. He goes to rehab. He got away with... We talked about it on the show. Anyway, but the way it was explained was that these judges have been raised with rich people. You know, they come from a whole different sector of society. So they can relate to these rich people. Like, oh, well, you know, I understand this person, you know, and they get a poor person or somebody in front of them, and they're scared. They don't understand where you come from. They don't understand how, you know, how it really is. No, you need to go to prison. You're the enemy. You're the enemy. And that kind of made sense, I mean, in a weird way, you know, psychologically. You hear about GM? They let cars go that they know were faulty and killing people and wrecking, and they never recalled them. And I thought that was funny because that brings up Fight Club, because that was his job. If you remember at the beginning, that was his job, was seeing if it was more profitable to keep cars on the road rather than recalling them and pay for lawsuits. I just thought that was funny. That was a good tie-in.
That's a real
that was, because remember he's talking to that woman on the plane, and she's like, what car company do you work for? And he's like, a large one.
There's only how many? I mean,
yeah, three or four.
Yeah, not even four. Is there?
She's like, are you serious? That's a job? Somebody actually has this job. Oh, there are.
Yep, people go check into that. Did the airbag deploy properly?
There was all sorts of different problems. Speeding up, brakes not working. I mean, people have died. There's lots of the CEO of GM made a statement today. It's a woman, and she was, oh, well, that's the GM of the past. We're the GM of the future. And just,
oh, yeah.
Just total whitewashing fucking nonsense. But yeah, people have died, and this is going to be a big thing. This is going to be a big, big, big thing.
And see, here's my take on that kind of is they're trying to implement this whole Google car thing where you don't even drive your car anymore. Everything's programmed in, and the robots drive your car, the computer system. You plug in where you want to go, and it takes you there, basically. And all cars, they're trying to make be like that. And they're going to use this type of thing to take away our right to drive a car, saying that they're going to call it human error, and they're going to say that the only way to ensure our safety in driving is to be in a so many people each year die from auto accidents and what, is to let the computers run all of the driving.
Well, then you could drink and drive. You could get as drunk as you want at the bar. You know that's a big selling point. That's really the only selling point. What else is it?
As your
everything else is tracked.
I like to drive. I like the wheel in my hand and pedals under my feet. I like riding motorcycle. I like driving cars, big trucks. It's fun. The road is my friend. Why would I give up that? What are we going to turn into then? A bunch of people, like, you ever see that movie WALL-E? Everybody floating around on little things and having robots bring drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
So nobody even walked.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's people that I know that probably should not be driving. And if they could actually have somebody come in there and just take the wheel away from them, and friends of mine that scare the crap out of me when I'm in the passenger seat with them.
Well, you know, like I'd rather die peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather than screaming like the passengers in his vehicle.
Yeah.
I guess, but still, I mean, do we just relinquish our humanity to all of this technology? Anyways, though, this is what I say. Now they're gonna are you gonna be a robot to wipe my ass for me next, or what? How's that gonna go?
I don't know if I trust that one.
The French already invented such
the
thing.
Bidet. Yeah, I like those.
You don't need a robot for that.
And it doesn't actually reach up and wipe your ass either. It kind of just sprays up in that shit.
Hopefully they make different models with different size fingers, you know.
Mommy, the bathroom came with a drinking fountain. Check this out.
Oh, that thing squirted up pretty high too, actually. a bidet. And why don't we use those in the U.S.? It's actually way more sanitary. You know what I mean? Wash your ass when you're done.
I'd hate to walk into somebody's house that has a bidet and they got done, you know, and there's got to be a towel or something sitting around that they dry themselves off with. And what happens if you just happen to want to wash your face afterwards?
Yeah. I guess so. Get a snack.
It'd be a rampant epidemic of pink eye rolling around this country if they decided to go. Don't use the brown towel.
Whatever you do.
Color code them.
Don't eat the yellow snow and don't use the brown towel. Weird. We're solving issues here on the Intel Scanner. Well, to change off the bidet subjects, the Holy Grail in Spain. The Holy Grail has allegedly come up in Spain. Have you heard this?
People are flocking to this church that supposedly has it. Yeah.
If you look at it, it's encrusted with jewels. Gotcha. It's incredible, and there was a statement made. Like, that doesn't look like a cup that a poor Jewish carpenter would own. Like, that kind of just killed their argument. Because it's been carbon dated. It's old. It goes back 2,000 years. But there'd be no reason a person without royalty would have a cup encrusted with jewels. And
there's a paparazzi photo running around on Facebook right now. It's a guy that played Han Solo and Blade Runner
Harrison Ford,
and it's got the shirt. I am Han Solo, Blade Runner, and so on. And I'm fucking Indiana over Jones. It. Indiana Jones, and I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a big deal. But you were talking about the cup that Christ put on, and I'm just saying,
oh right.
There's a photo running around of him saying, "Yeah, I'm fucking over it," you know. So,
yeah, he saved Sean Connery's life with that cup.
So let's say it is a Holy Grail, and supposedly you gain, like, eternal life or something like that. I mean, per Harrison Ford movies. Who's the guy that actually has owned it that found that out? I mean, like...
It's been sitting in storage for, I guess, a couple hundred years in Spain.
Well, until the guy finally paid off his debt for medical expenses and stuff, and he could finally get it out of storage or something.
No, their government owned it.
Family 20 generations bailed it out.
No.
Just like in the Indiana Jones movies, where they have the huge government storage with all the crates, and it's every government has those.
Warehouse 13.
Every government has these.
They start new episodes tonight. The DVR is running.
Oh, is this a show?
Warehouse 13.
Yeah, Warehouse 13. Yeah, it's based on that loosely concept of that whole taking the Ark to this huge warehouse and stuck in the storage.
Oh, it's been done a whole bunch of times.
Yes. But all this advanced technology stored in some crazy warehouse where some dude runs it all and they have adventures. It's a pretty cool show, really. I mean, Warehouse 13, check it out. You know? It's kind of sci-fi-ish, right?
Well, it's on Sci-Fi Channel, I think so.
Yeah.
So it's probably sci-fi.
Not that we're condoning anybody take anything on any of these shows as fact by disclaimer.
Are you calling us liars?
No.
Oh, well.
Let's face it. We'd all have to have a Tesla and one of those guns that goes zap.
Uh-huh. Quietly misinformed.
Right. I'm sorry, Star Trek does not exist, nor does Acme Physics and floating anvils.
But you can make the door open on its own and say, when it opens.
Yeah, so I do want one of those doors in my house. I mean, just in some room, have one of those sliding Star Trek doors. How awesome would that be?
And we've all got communicators.
Jedi jammies growing up.
Yeah. I'd think of a way cooler logo than what they had on Star Trek, though. They could have thought of something more badass than just a little star. Of course, Star Trek. So,
what was their logo?
It was like a little
triangle. It was like a little 2 points on the bottom.
Actually, and they kept changing. Each one of those was different per ship if you followed that kind of stuff. The one on the Enterprise was a star and it had a different emblem in the middle of it.
Yeah, well, let's get on to some more serious.
That's in the 24th century when they've got a cure for Ebola and Zaire and places like that.
Yeah, well, Ebola Zaire is actually a strain of Ebola.
And it's the one that's going around, and right now,
yes, it is.
Morocco.
We already went over.
You said some of the other countries that we missed: Liberia and Morocco.
Oh, we have Liberia, Sierra Leone. There was a couple others. Those were the main ones: Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia.
Morocco's on that list.
Morocco, they haven't found it in Morocco, but they're doing preemptive measures.
Maybe the evening news was wrong a couple hours back. But saw something.
As long as we don't eat monkeys and chimpanzees and bats.
I think we'll be okay over here.
The sad part is you don't even know if you are or not in a lot of those places.
If you're eating at McDonald's, you're probably eating monkeys and chimpanzees, kangaroos. Yeah. There was a thing back in the day where they said the Arby's meat was, they found a bunch of kangaroo meat in it.
I'm sure.
People eat kangaroos down south all the time.
These corporations don't give a shit what you eat.
Kangaroo means I don't know in Aborigine also.
So I would actually try kangaroo. If somebody put something in front of me, I'd be like, hey, I've never ate a kangaroo steak. This sounds interesting. Let's try it out.
I'd eat it.
I'll try it.
Can't be any worse than the other crap that they do all
the time. I never ate an elk steak until I moved to Montana. When in
Rome, if you're starving, you'll eat anything.
I'll eat bugs if I'm bad.
Yes. That's the least of what you'll eat. Riots in Albuquerque.
I was trying to avoid this, but yeah.
Why?
It's because it's all over the news.
Oh, is it?
And I commend those people for rioting, actually.
They're not really doing much.
Well, we could...
They're not doing, like, Ukrainian fucking... Bringing the 8 feet of chain out and whipping fucking...
No, don't they know how to make their own riot gear?
Yeah.
Football pads and helmets and baseball bats, and that's anti-riot gear.
Is this all over
anti-riot,
that, that homeless guy that was camping?
It's over, they have a long list of killing people. Their police force has been killing civilians at a higher rate than this country
is willing to allow.
I just had the numbers. I didn't write them down.
It's like 78 people or something have already been killed this year.
They are killing people at an extreme rate.
All for nothing, too. Like, walk up on someone and be like, let me see your ID, and startle someone, and they go to reach for their ID, and they're like, oh, he's got a gun, and shoot
him.
Like, what the hell is that? Our police are supposed to be protecting and serving us, not killing us.
That's a terrible thing, is where did it come from, serve and protect, to intimidate and, you know, overpower?
It's been slowly, incrementally, little by little, being...
It's always been like that.
Yeah. That, though. But, I mean, even when I was a kid, you know, a local cop found me drinking with some friends, you know, under the underpass, and we were smoking weed, and he lined us up and took away the booze and took away the weed and sent us home. Nowadays, you know, you caught doing something like that.
You got to go to jail, then you got to go on probation.
If you don't get beat up.
Go to fucking.
About it, you know, and tased.
Well, and it doesn't matter, like, even if you're not doing anything wrong, it doesn't matter. You have a cop pull up behind you, and you're white-knuckled on the steering wheel just because you're thinking of some reason that he's going to try to pull you over. No. That's not healthy. That's not supposed to be something in our society. It's intimidation.
No, but we, as the people, I feel that we should be afraid of the police now.
Yeah.
That they're so far out of control... I mean, we've done a show just about police brutality, but the police are just killing people left and right all over this country, overstepping their bounds, not protecting and serving, not following the constitutional. It comes down to these individuals that are a police officer, and they get orders to follow certain policy of their department. Now, when they know in their own mind and in their own heart that the policy that this department has on... You roll up on, you know, on shooting people, on killing civilians, as we're called now, that it's wrong, you know what I mean? They know right and wrong. Everybody knows what the difference is. They're just out there. I don't know how they're even doing this. It's because they're
fighting low IQ. I want to know the psychological evaluation that has to happen before they're hired on and how they're passing some of this stuff.
What it is they're looking for lower IQ people. They used to look for 100 IQ or better. Mm-hmm. To be a police officer. And now it's down to like, man, you can just have 70, 80, be fine.
You got to understand that a lot of these guys, especially on the southern border, have served overseas. Mm-hmm. And if it's brown and doesn't speak the native English language, it's generally shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah.
And you've got high rates of people all the way from Southern California all the way over to Texas getting shot down there. 30,000 people just in the drug on wars in the last 10 years along that shared border.
Yeah.
And that's a whole nother subject.
Well, it just speaks into the militarization of the police, too. They are hiring a lot of ex-military into the police forces.
Just here in Billings.
Think about it. I wouldn't want to be a cop for two reasons. Number one, everybody's afraid of me and they might have a gun and shoot me. Which means I'm going to be on the defensive walking up to somebody and more prone to shoot somebody.
See, that's what they're taught. That's what they're taught. That's the kind of the problem that they're taught, that everybody don't like you, and you, you know, even the mother pushing a baby carriage, yeah, it could have a bomb in that carriage. You better treat it with the ultimate, you know.
When you have the ex-military people that were in that environment where, you know, literally, you don't step past this perimeter. If you do, you will be shot. There's no balance. There's no forgiveness. There's no...
No warning shot? You doing this, or...? No.
But, I mean, that's when you got to have to start realizing that these people might not be the best people to deal with a civilian nature. Like, how are you going to sit there and take that thing that's ingrained into them and have them forget it? You know, you just can't.
Especially if it becomes nature. They do instinctive shooting courses and all this stuff. They bring out targets of little kids and pregnant women and baby strollers and are taught to shoot without hesitation.
But that's a legacy that's going to stick with us another 20, 30 years now.
All these wars. But, I mean, military, actually, more people from the military are killing themselves, committing suicide, than there are dying in Afghanistan every year. And military personnel...
Because they're ashamed of what they've
former
done.
Former military is, yes. That's why. Former military are offing themselves left and right. Out of whatever guilt they're feeling out of serving this corrupt regime.
Well, and it could be a lot of different things. I mean, it could be they're distant from their family now, you know, out of place. There's tons of reasons why these people...
They're saying about 40% of the vets that are coming back, I think it's 40-plus percent, are coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
Now, if these guys are being hired as cops, border patrol, local sheriff...
Which, what else are you going to do for a career?
Security guard down at the federal building. You know... You've got a 2 in 5 chance of coming across somebody that might freak out and shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that these guys shouldn't own guns or be used to protect these places, but if you think about it, who should we be hiring? Some kid that stayed back home and went to college, or these guys coming back from overseas? Especially the ones that are having mental problems like post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you 100% on that.
Well, I don't know.
I'm a peacetime veteran, an older guy, and I appreciate what benefits they've been doing for me and things like that. These guys are coming back. They're not getting help.
Yeah.
The VA is underfunded.
What can be done?
What can be done? Quit spending money on war and pump a lot of it back into, I'm not going to say social health and welfare, but, you know, put some money in Social Security. Put some of that money in VA healthcare and... Hey, why'd you pump some of that into that damn Obamacare? I wonder what kind of deductibles we could get if we took, say, $100 billion and pumped it into that program.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. I'm not a big fan of Obamacare, so...
But I'm just saying, 1 week's of expenses from overseas. I mean, you could literally end poverty in this country with 1 week of what we spent on this war in the last 10 years.
Absolutely right, absolutely.
And if you pump 2 weeks worth, hey, we could have everybody insured with health care with a $5 walk-in deductible. They want to support pharmacy and give them a supplement? Fine. We'll take it out of the defense budget.
Oh, they don't want to give anything out of that.
Oh, no. Yeah. We spend almost 10 times more than the next 10 nations behind us.
We call it defense, but everything that we do is an offensive, you know.
It is offense spending. It's a good way. It's a good point.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you... I guess we'll go away from the riots and Albuquerque.
This is interesting. Switching gears then. The U.S. FDA is set to ban raw meat sold to consumers as early as next year. What started as a ban on raw milk has quickly escalated to raw meat. As a result, the FDA and USDA will be joining forces. That's the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture joining forces. That's got to be bad anyways, right off of the rip, you know, and two bureaucratic agencies that are really dysfunctional as they are.
might start a whole sub-market and organic and subsidized farming and set...
So they're
going to
cook it? They're
going to
cook
all
Hold on, okay.
So they're joining forces to assure undisputable safety of all meat sold to Americans. As it is, almost all beef, pork, poultry is irradiated and fumigated for our safety. And now these criminal agencies are claiming the only feasible way to assure pathogen-free meat is to ban raw meat sales.
Is this
April Fool's joke?
No, this is slated to take effect next year, at which point all meat sold within the U.S. will be pre-cooked. The full article is on Mercola.com. Dr. Mercola.
I don't know if that's going to fly.
That's what they're staged up to do.
People are going to just say that we'll have it cut locally. Cut it up.
I could see them doing that. Shipping live animals and having specific people, you know, that are in charge of the slaughter of the animals.
I can see that. But there's no way. Like there's no way that it's just going to have, what, two processing plants in the middle of the country and send all the meat east and all the meat west? There's no way.
How do you have a rare steak?
Who's going to cook all that anyways?
Yeah, I mean, that's they're a fucking dreamland. That's some bullshit.
And I don't know if any of you guys have ever worked in a restaurant.
Like a lobbyist coming up with that.
If any of you guys have worked in a restaurant before, you know that like once you do even halfway cook meat, you open it up to so many different, you know, bacteria and parasites than you will ever have if it's just raw.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Cook it and vacuum seal it. Even then, you got handling and counters and everything. I mean, what the hell? I don't know. That was just an article I found today. DrMercola.com. Read the rest of the article if you want. Thought it was crazy. Interesting. It is crazy. Cook all the meat before anybody. What if you raise your own pig? I mean, there's a million questions, you know, right? Yeah. And you can't have bacon from a pig I bought and raised and fed from a little baby piglet, and now we're eating.
And now I want to cut its fucking head off.
I named him Squealer, and we're eating him now.
My child hates me for the rest of my life because I killed his best friend. Served him up on a dinner
plate. I made my child kill the pig. Just throw it on the table.
Teach them a lesson.
He likes life is about sacrifice.
Where does it come from, really? I mean, are you gonna be a vegetarian?
You're teaching two things. Life is about sacrifice and bacon. It's two good lessons of life, right there.
It's absolutely a circle of bacon.
A circle of bacon and life and death. Wow, we are solving all sorts of fucking things tonight. And we're just getting started here on the Intel Scanner.
Bacon is just not worth living.
Well, we're gonna open up the phone lines here when we get back. We have Dave Wurst. You're gonna play live for us.
Sure.
All right.
Real quick, the D.C. mayor signed a bill to decriminalize pot. As chronic users are up 84% in the last decade.
So all the politicians.
Here's the weed, anyways, yeah. And, so all the politicians. Even in D.C., they don't want to get into all of a sudden scandal over he was caught in a hotel room with a hooker. And weed.
And
weed.
Marijuana.
A hooker they can get away with nowadays. Hey, I was what?
I got one more headline for you. Wolfgang Halbig, to anybody out there that's paying attention about the Sandy Hook, he's the investigator for it. He has just hired a lawyer out of Nevada to go up against the U.S. to whoever was involved with the Sandy Hook, and he has retained Sirhan Sirhan's lawyer of MK Ultra fame. If you listen to the MK Ultra show, we touched on a little bit about Sirhan Sirhan. He is who executed Robert F. Kennedy, allegedly under MK Ultra mind control. But the lawyer that represented him is now gonna investigate Sandy Hook, and we'll see what happens. Thought that was interesting.
That will be interesting. Yes. See how that plays out. I've lost practically all faith in any of the judicial system of this country.
Anyways. Oh, it's a complete fucking joke.
So, what they do with that will just be a reality TV show for everybody.
We'll see.
Basically,
see. There's, you know what I mean? See, the thing about the Sandy Hook is that there is smart people with connections that are actually getting involved now. It's not just a bunch of fucking quote unquote internet nuts and idiots. It's actually people, smart people, that are taking a real look at it and aren't liking what they see. So,
let the investigation ensue.
So, yes, absolutely.
Are we okay? We got a kick-ass show coming up after this little break. We got David Wurst. He's gonna play some original music, local Billings artist. We're gonna, in the meanwhile, play other local Billings artists while we take a short break. You're listening to the Intel Scanner.
Scanner.
MTRadio.net.
that is.
We'll be right back. Hey, Bob, why don't you hand me that book over there?
This here, Last Days of the Proletariat?
Ooh, Last Days of the Proletariat. Boy, that's a good one.
Burn it all.
Burn it.
Throw them in the fire. Let them burn.
Yes, hello. I'd like to ask you what you think of MTRadio.net.
I hate it!
Here we are, live with the Intel Scanner. Tuesday night. Like we always do about this time. We have Dave Wurst live in the studio. What are you going to play for us?
Let's play a couple original songs.
Awesome.
Yeah. Some a little bit different than what most do. Just some acoustic stuff. Kind of.
Well, excellent. Well, before that, we had a great show on Saturday.
I love live music, so you're right. Saturday night was a kick-ass concert at the Rail Yard with Cancerous, Tribe, Endeavor, Diamond Plate, East of the Wall.
Awesome show.
Am I missing anyone there? It was awesome because it was a kick-ass show. We all had a great time. I want to thank everyone that came out. Want to also say on Saturdays that Josh Lining has a radio show at
Demanding Progress.
Yes. So if you are
Saturdays
sitting around on Saturday, give that a listen.
6 o'clock every Saturday.
So yeah, do that. Also, there's a show coming up with Cancerous this Saturday, also at the Rail Yard with like a whole bunch of other bands too. Ripple Effect also will be there, and Cancerous and Tribe, I think, too again,
and Walking Corpse Syndrome.
Walking Corpse Syndrome, that's it. Yes. So get down to the Rail Yard on Saturday night to check out live metal. It starts early, I think at 7.
6.
6. Whatever.
6.
Get down there early.
Get your time type on.
Get your drink on.
Early start.
Get your metal on. And we're going to do some acoustic songs here in the studio tonight. So, because, I just do love live music. Maybe someday I'll sing a song on air. We get enough requests. Like the Facebook page.
We get enough whiskey, and you might jump up and sing something.
Anybody wants to hear him sing or wishes to participating in his getting down on his knees with a certain banker, be happy to send him the largest bottle of Jameson you can find. Preferably not something in an airline size single serving.
Or 20 of those.
Twenty of them in a box.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Send 24 if you're going to do that.
Those airline size are great though, because if you have a lot of them, you can really.
Well, it's cool because you can get a whole little variety. You can, you have rum and vodka and tequila. Mm-hmm.
Variety is the spice of drunkenness.
I don't know about you guys, but I like to make my Long Island iced teas in my stomach instead of outside. It just kind of takes the whole bartender out of the equation.
We don't need them, really. I mean, I love me some good bartenders sometimes. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, I just like to drink. Hey, and we are all about being safe, so don't drive if you're drinking. If you're out there and you're drinking, call a cab. Yellow cab, city cab, don't matter, whatever.
Especially right now, it's like Russian roulette if you're trying to, not get a DUI when you're going out with your friends, tearing it up.
Right.
And you never have to worry about, killing some child with a mother.
And they will take your blood.
Yeah.
They will hold you down and take your blood.
Even if you're not drinking, just do this for fun. Act drunk one day to the cops when you pull you over. And be like, no, I'm not going to blow. And then be like, no, I don't want to get blood. And see what happens then. See what they do. Huh?
They will strap you up. Fucking extract blood out of you.
Strap you to a board. Put a needle in your
vein. You'll discover
and then pour water over
you
your
didn't
face.
No, you had.
With a rag over the top.
No. If they have chloroform, they...
Cry, peasant. Cry. It won't matter. Scream
this
louder.
This is for public safety.
There's nobody here to save you.
Damn.
We need to do another police brutality. That was a
really
good
crazy.
Show.
I mean, we were doing police brutality before. They was all the way brutal like they are now, apparently. They're getting worse.
Oh, yeah. This didn't start
they
with
were
the internet.
Brutal, though, already. But, jeez.
Well, even in town, how many shootings have we had in the last, 2 years? Probably 4 or 5 shootings?
There's at least that I remember.
Well, and some of them were justified, I guess. I mean, I don't know about the guy that stole the police car.
Yeah, just police shootings, yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, you're more likely to be killed by a police officer than you are by a bee sting.
Yeah.
You're more likely to be killed by a police officer than you are by...
Well, definitely in Albuquerque.
A terrorist. That's for sure. In America, in the U.S., you're more likely to...
I'd say you're more likely to get shot by an officer in the line of duty than an asteroid destroying the Earth.
That hasn't happened yet.
I'm just hoping this whole Yellowstone thing blows up and we don't have to worry about it.
I was trying not to touch on the Yellowstone thing.
Well, that came up on the federal news. Living on the edge of a supervolcano,
if it decides to really get pissed off, we won't know about it.
Oh, no. Anyway. I'm actually happy that we're living this close, you know, because I don't want to live with the fallout afterwards, you know. Just let it take me out, be done with it,
But if it's up there throwing earthquakes up around Red Lodge, more than likely it's going to do some kind of a Mount St. Helens thing, do a large burp, send up a big big plume of ash and stuff like that. It'll take a couple of years to get out of the atmosphere.
Yeah, actually,
more than likely, that's what will happen.
That's John, our resident volcanologist.
Right. No, but I do have a friend whose dad...
I watched that movie, Volcano. I know exactly.
Oh, Volcano!
And all of his family lives in Red Lodge, and he's very concerned about it.
I saw this other movie.
Oh, it's in the news all pretty heavy. I mean, on Sunday, it was the largest earthquake in 30 years that rattled the...
Didn't Dr. Evil have a base? At first they said 5-1,
and they lowered it to 4-8.
Because that's when you and you're awesome. You know?
That's what happened.
Yeah, 4-8. It was pretty severe, at least.
I don't know, nothing by California standards, you know.
No, but, I mean, they just had a 5-something in California also this past week.
Yeah,
it was
4-8,
and it was the center, the epicenter of this earthquake was near Bozeman, actually. So
probably from fracking.
I don't know. They're not really doing that.
It's not fracking.
The one in California, by the way, was not the San Andreas fault. It was the one that runs under L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Right, different fault line. But also true, it is normal for Yellowstone to experience up to 3,000 earthquakes per year.
None as severe
as a 4.8, true, but, I mean, 3,000 earthquakes a year. I mean, there's been 25 others since Thursday. There's been 25 more earthquakes.
Well, the whole thing is, all these earthquakes and everything, you know, you could get paranoid. You could be like, oh, my God, it's going to erupt. We're going to end up having to go and you know, hug your children as often as possible, do this, do that. But if it's your time to go, if it's going to go, there's nothing that you can – that's called fate.
We can get run over in the parking lot, exit
exactly,
the building.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if it's your time, it's your time. You could sit there, go to the gym, work out, eat healthy, go gluten-free, do everything that you possibly can to better your life.
Still get hit by a bus.
Exactly, when you're walking. So having that fear and that overwhelming, you know,
there's no way, it's
forbearing.
No way to live anyways. No, I live in power, not in fear, though, you know.
It's all about enjoying and embracing the opportunity that's afforded right in front of you.
Well, are you pumped up for the concert? You ready to?
It's going to be a really big shoe.
Right. We got people lined up.
Well, the funny thing is, like, I'm sitting here playing songs that I haven't played in 6-7 years, so it's going to be interesting. Or we could do some just, you know, off the cuff, you give me a topic, and I'll be able to write you a song right here. Maybe even get Pharaoh up maybe in a little bit to jump on the guitar.
Oh, really? Does that mean I need to move a couple of more microphones now?
No, we need to move some more of this in his direction.
Jameson, or what is it? What is our sponsor tonight?
Seems to be Seagram's VO.
Oh, it's a Canadian.
As well as Circo.
Okay, so tonight's being brought to you by William Shatner, Star Trek, and Seagram's.
There's vodka in that, their Canadian whiskey.
And that's probably the best prevention from Ebola, as it's pretty high alcohol content. You pour it on your hands, you're going to...
Yeah, you get rubbing alcohol for an exterior wound, and if you really want to fight those bacteria, just make sure your blood alcohol is so high that bacteria can't live in your system.
They don't live. So far, I'm good. Whenever I have a really bad cold or anything, it doesn't even stay long. I'll feel myself starting to... I feel a touch coming on and get wasted. And then all of a sudden, I'm better.
Well,
Two days after, sleep the whole day.
Depends on how long I drink. But yeah, and then I do sleep the whole next day. It's like drink a bottle of NyQuil or Robitussin.
It could be either the sleeping or it could be the whiskey, you know? So I'd say just keep going with what you got.
Well, you know, I do the best I can. What do you say? You about ready?
Sure.
All right. You know, we like local musicians. We support local music, local musicians, local artists. So if you write original music, we have a website. You can upload anything you've written and recorded, and we'll play it, probably, and put you in the rotation. You know, we'll see how good you are. Like, come on. But I know you're good, so we're, you know. Come on with it.
We'll see. We'll see.
David Worst. All
right. So, this song is about whiskey.
Excellent.
As you're talking about it.
Collaborate with Mr. David Worst. Hey, give us a call right now, even 406-545-4496 is the number.
Or if you got a topic for later, or we're calling a bomb threat, or threaten our lives individually, or as a whole,
that'd be great. Appreciate a good bomb threat.
Yeah,
actually.
I would. Or a personal threat, that'd be great. Call
that'd
it
be
and fucking
better. Like, remember that time back in that one place?
Say
you did that one.
I'm gonna
thing.
Fucking cut your arms off.
So, you said you're going to do us a couple of songs, right?
Yeah.
You save a couple for later. You want to do them now, or
I can do whatever. All right,
let's hear a couple more. I want to hear a couple, one or two more, anyways.
Finally, got it tuned in where you actually kind of sound pretty good.
So. Oh, it was a little. Yeah, I kind of get a little into it sometimes. So, but
it's sounding great. Actually, it's coming through. Now a lot better, actually. Mm-hmm. Like you said, now I'm catching it more in the mics and in the headphones.
Okay. So, yeah, I can't hear anything. I have no headphones.
No, so. Well, you know, you got it inside of you.
I'm just leaving this to the professionals, is what it is. So. Okay. Right, well, I guess this next song you're out, like, you have one of those like really, really bad days where you just been on a 2-3 bender, you know, and wake up and you stare at the friggin' mirror and you're like, why the fuck are you staring at me? You know, like you kind of get that moment of clarity and you're like, man. I gotta quit. I gotta quit something here, you know? Anyway, you know, or at least for a couple days, you know, and then jump back on.
Break time. Dry
out. Dry out. All right, so, yeah. This is that staring yourself in the mirror when you're hungover kind of song, so. To write, to find love, and to find life, to realize that my efforts are never enough, and I failed myself by my own selfish actions. This drinking, this tempting disaster to passion, and I know that I deserve all this pain, and I know that I'll deserve it again. But I make me weak. But I That's only the first verse. Well, I detest this mirror, this picture of horror, the image of me when I try to take over, and he cannot sleep sober, afraid of his slumber, his dreams too disturbing, so he needs to be numb first, this drunkard, this bastard, who never will love her, and never will conform, and never will convert, and the fact that he knows that beneath all his skin is someone who doesn't deserve punishment. Oh, someone who longs to be held, to be loved, who is clutched by the very same person who could give a fuck. But this can't be me. But this can't be me. But I
right. Yeah. That is David Wurst on the Intel Scanner tonight. Live in the studio.
Very special treat.
Very special treat. I know I'm getting goosebumps over here, honestly, and everything. So, well done. Excellent. And I know you got one more in you, too. Even because I like that one that much, I want you to do another one, actually.
All right.
Both of them actually were pretty good, so damn straight, brother. That's why we do what we do. Live local music here in Billings, Montana on the Intel Scanner. If you write songs, email us, and yeah, maybe we'll get you on here, and you can play on here and sing your heart out, man.
That's right. You can
That's what we do around here.
Send us a message, play@mtradio.net.
Absolutely.
Yeah, any chance you get to go and play, you should pretty much jump on
do it.
So.
Well,
I mean, they have like acoustic artists at the Burger Dive in this town mm-hmm. that people go to and play. If you play music, go to there.
I think.
So, yeah.
I think we should get Pharaoh up. I want to see Pharaoh come up here, play some guitar. We'll do some stuff and where I'll just make up something right off the top of my head. You can.
All right, you do one more. We'll go to break and I'll come back and play with you.
How about that? Sounds like a deal.
That
sounds like a deal.
Sounded so wrong.
In musical terms, yeah. I gave that pitch.
In visual terms, I get it as well.
Pitches love vibrato.
I like that. That was a good name. That was a good name.
So, yeah, absolutely. Do something, Dave.
Hey, all right.
You're on, brother.
All right. Touch me. Make me scream. Actually forgot the second verse of that song. Oh no, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Well, all the songs that I write, it's all to be supposed to be like a band.
MTRadio.net. This guy, yeah, you know.
I honestly didn't realize you were that talented.
He needs to go on tour with a kick-ass band behind him, and it would be wow. They'd make $1 million.
Well.
where is David Rockefeller now, huh?
I know.
Tell you what, David, I'll suck your dick. I'll suck your dick.
Again.
Again.
And again.
You know you liked it the first time, too.
Fucking
bastard.
Amidst all your struggling.
You're scaring me because it's kind
of like... This is like two homoerotic things that came out of his mouth. In the last couple
minutes. He said came out of his mouth. That was pretty good. That was the worst one yet. Well, we're going to have to go to break here.
Thank God you tuned in to mtradio.net tonight, because you're listening to the Intel Scanner. That was David Wurst from Live Local Billings.
Fucking killed it.
mtradio.net.
It's something I don't hear you calling. Here we are back with the Intel Scanner, Tuesday night. And we're going to have a live performance here. You guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a sec.
Absolutely.
What are we doing? Are we hanging out? We on the Intel Scanner?
No, I forgot that we were coming back to you.
Did you know that 47 million more people are on food stamps since Obama has been in office? I was just saying, we can come back live to whatever you like, brother.
No, we're live now.
And as I say, if you want to make a change in this world, you should take and dig up your grass in your front yard and put a garden in there. Grow anything but grass, man.
If you took all $1 bills in the United States and stacked them up in a pile, it would fall over.
It would definitely fall over. I've had a lot of $1 bills at one time.
Strippers must have a really bad problem keeping stuff upright.
Gravity works, man.
I mean, hopefully
it,
no,
it never fails. Never. I've had gravity wreak its havoc upon me before.
So we're gonna start seeing police.
So tell me,
like riots against the police all over the country, like we're seeing in Albuquerque. Is it gonna start being contagious? Are you getting ready?
Thinking, talking. What are we doing? The riots in Albuquerque. That guy didn't deserve to get shot that was just sleeping behind a rock, did he? And I say that the people are justified in rising up against that sort of police brutality.
I think it's almost a responsibility for people.
The riots in Albuquerque right now here on the Intel Scanner live tonight. If you want to riot and throw rocks at the police, call us tonight at 406-545-4496 and we will collaborate and conspire to get enough rocks to throw at them.
I think they'd win if you were throwing rocks.
I don't know. Is that illegal to throw rocks in Billings? I think they're going to make an ordinance that says it's not legal to throw rocks in Billings.
Concrete right there. Yeah, wherever they were at. Just take a sledgehammer, start breaking concrete. You gotta live. All right, ready to do this?
We'll have Mr. Farrow here on the guitar, and I'll just start making up some stuff. I don't know where you're going with this, so why don't you?
I'm gonna be an E, I guess. So we're just gonna be more of a. All right, we'll start slow.
It's been 14 years and I still remember the pain I felt when you see your world come crashing down. The devil has his way of getting to a man, but it's damned if I don't feel inspiration from everything I've ever went and done. As long as you have the strength to let it go, so let it go. This is a way evolution is saying. If it wasn't for my scars, I don't know what I'd be. Maybe it lies, it seems ugly. But it made me me. I paint a picture with all the pain that you've known. And see the scars you bear, they were meant to be there. And hurt, and you know what it makes you do. And quiver and think that nothing is worth this. But I know that I have survived all the pain in my life. And I just don't realize that it's all of the pain that you want and ask. And it's only the pain that makes you realize you're worth it. It's ugly tonight, I know that it's right, that you see all the pain, all that it makes you alive. This is all that I have. You won't watch you away from the past. And this is all that I have. Ugly is only half of what you are.
I want to say something.
All right.
The board is open. The tape is rolling. We support the Montana music. Do you guys want to do a little impromptu whatever here?
Sure. Why not?
I mean, you were talking about we come up with a topic and you could come up with a song about it. Was that right?
That is right.
That is. By the way, your microphone is open there. That's how. Anyhow.
So we can just pick a topic. And you'll be able to,
you guys are going to sing. Yeah. So,
yeah.
All right. Your mic's open.
Mic's open.
Your mic's open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's since you're the host of the show.
That's a good dialogue. Great.
All right. Well, I'll be, you know, whatever. I can play a song real quick or whatever.
You can sing, too.
I'll start with this. How about this? The tallest trees, hardest to climb. Temptation's easy to find. Even for a moment, even for a day. It's always elusive to me. Give me a feeling like I've never had before. Let me feel it even once before I go. And I'll be whole. Yeah. Once before I go, once before I go, just let me feel it.
Once before I go, once before I go.
Cause if whiskey and beer equal wishes and prayers, I'd have bricks for my house in heaven. How much will it take and are you trying to break me? Does this finally make us even? How much do I owe? Where do I go to at least try to make a payment? Much will it take, and are you trying to break me? Does this finally make us even? How much do I owe? Yeah, how much do I owe? Does this finally make us even? Does this finally make us even? Can we just be even? Can we just be even? Once before I go,
said once before I go,
just let me be even before I go. Can we just be even? Yeah!
So,
real quick. I don't feel even. What do you feel like? You feel like you owe? You feel like you owe the world? How you feeling?
On the Intel Scanner live concert show.
You know what? You're better off owing.
Like, you're way better off owing. I mean, the thing is like, okay, so I've never been in debt. Never been in debt. Huh? And I can't go buy a car if I want to. I can't get a loan if I want to. Unless I actually prove that I've owed somebody, then I can't do it. Right. Which is just kind of flabbergasting to me. You know, if so you can to build, you know, 32 years old and never been in debt, obviously.
Now you have no credit instead of bad credit or good credit. You have no credit.
They want to see you taking risk.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They want to make their dollar off you one way or the other.
So you got
always about
you got an Ebola song for us?
Ebola, huh? I don't know, do you? I can play it.
Let's do something like a little augmented, a little down kind of beat.
Do you know what Ebola does? Like turns your inner organs into liquid goo and you start puking up. And give you guys love.
Actually, let's go some like Hispanic kind of flair. Do you got some like...
Yeah.
I kind of like the B minor going there, dude. Was just a vacation that I took. Didn't realize the risk I took. Did all that a friend can do to be there for them. But there's something that was missing there. I wasn't prepared to see the worst that the world had to offer for a man like me. When I ate something that had bacterialism in my veins, I can't think that I can shit myself until I find myself some sort of broken string. Oh, E. coli's got nothing on this bad guy. So I did my best to do my own, but this world had its...
I'm sorry. Oh, man.
Ebola got the guitar.
This guy just broke my G-string.
Caught Ebola live in the studio.
And
it chose the G-string.
And he broke my G-string.
I might fix it.
And the one on the guitar.
Oh, you silly guys. I don't wear underwear.
My extra acoustic either tonight. That sucks for me.
That means we're going to have to rely on conversation or something,
that was
huh?
Fucking...
Dude, we were having a song about Ebola live on the air.
That was great.
We will have...
This might be an effort that we're going to come back to or something, you know? There will be an Ebola outbreak, but it's not going to be...
See, I was thinking
week,
Ebola and then
Ebola
a time travel
song.
You know?
So
we could have Ebola and time travel. I thought that would be too good.
How about Ebola and
you'll shit yourself about how far in the future you can go.
Mm. Well, that sounds fun.
What happens when you go that far in the future? You shit yourself.
Side effect of time travel.
It's a side effect. You'll get over it real quick, and then you just go about your day.
You lose your hair and your bowels.
Ouch. Sounds like how the...
Well, you have to shit out all that food from a different time, right?
Sounds like Fukushima to me.
Do you think... do you think, like, yeah, it would sit there and ferment and just... Not that it doesn't anyway. I mean, I don't know about you, but mine don't smell like roses.
My best, I don't.
It smells like Fukushima.
Well, it depends where it depends which bush I'm trying to go and
you're
sneak
still
in. You're
still scaring me there, man.
That's a scary thing, Fukushima.
Fukushima, that's something we haven't talked about in a while.
Fukushima.
Sounds like a nasty porno site.
Fukushima
Daiichi?
It's a lingering subject.
It is.
It's that.
Wow.
Can't get this.
Speaking about radiation.
All right.
Well, it looks like we might have the guitar set up, and we're going to continue with the Ebola song. We're going to speak.
Maybe.
So,
we'll see here.
Well, so,
you know, when you
since the mics are open and we're talking here, I guess I can sit down right now.
That's going to get that.
What's going on in the news or whatever that we're doing?
I got some stuff.
What
about the
football? I'm from Arizona. I don't know if you guys heard about the loss and the confrontation between Pans and the police that resulted in the guy getting shot with his new pepper.
Oh, in Arizona,
balls.
You know, that's the riot we should talk about. Is that these stooges in Arizona? They lose the basketball game, And they go out and riot against the police. They go right out the bars, right out the streets, start rioting against the police.
Actually, since I've been there, and I'm from there and seen that happen, especially the last time we won the Final Four.
But they won't riot against the drones. Thing.
No, it's like 10 o'clock, they line up the cops, but about 9:30, they go out there and they get this whole thing staged so that like 10 o'clock.
So idiots.
All the students that have been out the main gate and off the main drag, which is kind of like the local artsy-fartsy part of town where they hold the fleet.
What, Mill Avenue?
Four times a year. No, it's called Fourth Avenue, but they have a big old street fair and things there. It's that whole part of town. There's this whole alcohol-induced frenzy that is the Arizona Melee Wildcats. Sort of, and considering you're talking about a town of 1.2 million, like when all the snowbirds and everybody are visiting, about 800,000 people, I think, that live there. You know, they staged this whole thing, but it's great because it's like you get to see idiots like this guy who's I don't know who he was, but he must have been drinking tequila.
But what you have to ask? Because
he gets hit with like a half a dozen of these stink ball chalk things from shotguns. And he's like, come on, give me more, give me more, give me more. You know, and I'm
kick me in the Jimmy.
No, that's like, no, that's why I enjoyed growing up in Arizona. Well, that's also part of the reason why I got the hell out, because it's kind of like, that guy was probably a cop.
why got hired is when later on, you know.
Why are people rioting over stupid basketball games and not rioting against the drone activity or...
If you haven't seen an Arizona ASU game and the fans...
Give a shit about a fucking Arizona
game. Well, you know, it's like the Grizz and the Bobcats. You know, it's kind of like sooner or later, enough intoxicated and inebriated people get together in groups, large groups.
That has as much to do with me as the shit I'm going to take in 2 hours.
And they tear down goalposts and do things.
That's a whole lot like a really, really bad Live After Five, though. It doesn't really matter where you go. All it takes is just a whole shit pile of alcohol and people are going to be doing something stupid.
That's why they're
pumping that type of shit on the media, because they don't want you to gather together because
riots are in basketball games.
Because Benghazi, or because...
Be a fucking idiot like that. Yeah, riot for basketball
games. When they had a riot about 10 years ago, a guy who had
a
cart business...
camping out on the Best Buy's lawn when there's something on sale.
This guy down there on that 4th Avenue, they had those riots like 10 years ago when they took the finals. And he had a cart and a whole bunch of stuff, and the fans like caught that thing on fire. And the whole thing about the local news was it got brought to their attention. The guy ended up with a new RV and a new cart and a whole bunch of stuff.
But they won't do this for a real cause.
For the last 10 years.
I'm from Detroit. When the Tigers won a fucking World Series, we tipped over cop cars and set shit on fire. Because I'm from Detroit.
Well, no.
Well, I think if you're from Detroit, the reason they were starting the cop cars on fire was mostly for heat.
But whatever. It was cold there.
Like, it was for warmth.
No, it was in the middle of summer. It's when the Tigers play. But you know what? Speaking of sports, which is not like
here we go.
A whole lot, but the NFL, the National Football League, the teams are to allow fans to request cheerleaders to their seats for lap dances during games. How about that? You can pay extra on your ticket now to get anything from a pre-game on-field visit with the cheerleaders and players.
Can you get a topless?
To a birthday message played on the screen.
Can you get like one tit?
Topless.
Is it like fucking like half
you know prices? What? You gotta pay a lot extra. You gotta be David Rockefeller's grandson to get that shit.
You like to get the fucking titty in the mouth picture?
Yeah.
All right, now come on. Yeah. You and that Rockefeller stuff.
I mean, whatever. But the cheerleaders are not unlike strippers in that. They are. Cheerleaders are gonna be able to be paid extra for to come to your seat at a game. If you go to a game, you can pay extra for your ticket to get a cheerleader to come to your seat when you go to a game.
And lap dance.
Are you gonna go to a game?
Get your kids lap dances.
They're trying to get people in at the games.
Union benefits. Union benefits of the new NCAA.
You start pulling out more money right there. Like,
lap dance, but what?
I want to know how.
So a cheerleader for an athletic team in the union can now make $12,500 a year as a student.
Plus tips.
Room, board, and tips. Is that part of the new union contract?
Isn't that the whole part of the college experience anyway? I mean, it's like, yeah, I was only doing this to get through college.
Right. No, I mean, they say
you're
38.
She's studying.
Yeah, right? I'm still in college.
She's studying AV communications, and her stage name is Ariel.
No, I'm taking my psych degree now.
She's hoping to have a business degree in the next 4 years, fellas. Please give it up for Samantha. All
right. Former Seattle Seahawks.
God, yes.
98 to 2004.
I couldn't see this.
She'll be covering seats I-26 through F-14.
Yes.
If you guys really want to have a good night, hide your children's eyes.
Start giving them, she's got double D's, fake ones.
For those of you who happen to know David Rockefeller, if you go up into the second tier into the press box.
They couldn't.
We have Pharaoh doing some interesting entertainment later.
David's been refusing to participate lately.
Like I said, man, you're scaring me.
Well, he's got the cloning technology. We were discussing how he's just cloning, you know, the people he wants to have sex with, you know, whatever.
He makes chimeras to have sex with.
Hmm?
David Rockefeller makes
half animal hybrid
monkey whale bunny.
Woo!
And has sex with it.
We're breaking it wide open here.
Seriously.
He had an agent come here and get a piece of your hair, and he has already had you.
Oh,
clone
boy.
Farm.
He has a clone. Oh, boy.
Dude, if you wanted some of his DNA, all you have to do is go to any one of these bathrooms around here, and it's probably somewhere on the floor.
It's pretty much. Because you know how I do? I come in this chick's shoes, and the flies did the rest.
If anybody from the NSA or the FBI is interested later, there'll be a broken G-string in the dumpster in the parking lot from a broadcast facility.
Male chauvinist pig, retarded drunken bastards that talk on the radio all of a sudden. How did we even get here?
Yeah, how did you guys rope me into this? I thought I was only coming here for the integrity of music.
You're the only guy that got talent. You're the only one with talent that I could find to come.
I
got
to start
music.
Getting crassier. I mean, look, this is not getting Facebook because then I don't want my grandma and my mom to come in here.
Do you have to avoid our show?
Make me sound like I know what I'm doing when I'm playing guitar.
All right, so technically we're winding up close. I'm guessing it 10:06. A 550-foot Ferris wheel opened in Las Vegas.
Mm. Actually, we're on the
world's
overtime,
tallest observation wheel. Yes, we're past.
So we're
time.
Six okay.
minutes. It's called the High Roller. It's
like
in Vegas. It's
somebody
the biggest Ferris wheel in the world, the tallest one so far. And it opened Monday at 1 p.m. to paying customers who paid $24.95 for a day ride, $34.95 for a night ride. I'm one of these. It's called the High Roller, and it's a roller. It's a Ferris wheel that hold 40 people each.
40 people.
Ouch! Each
giant
each pod
Ferris wheel.
In the one.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to join us,
pods on the end of these things that go around this giant wheel. It's a 550.
Like a gondola.
Cool. Like
yeah.
A whole circle of each gondola
each gondola, each pod they call them holds 40 people.
Wow.
And there's 28 of them.
Step into the pee-pee wheel.
Right, and just jump up on the top
just
of the Ferris wheel.
Just pack as many people in there like a pigsty.
Gaze, peep your eyes upon the
these are
20-person
glory that is
Las
Vegas.
Vegas.
They start falling
from
off.
The top of the High Roller.
I'll take the bathroom pod.
Right, it's $24.95 in the day, dude. To go.
I wonder if they have a room. Like, you can rent one out as a room.
There's rooms and hotels built all around this thing.
So it's a day ride. Does that mean that, like, they have, like, a bar set up to where you buy your ticket
there's
for the day and you sit down
there.
And there's
helpers and servers on the pods to give you what you need.
Yeah, and then you get your 1 hour of time to sit up on top of the world over there in
that's
Las Vegas and stare at all the depravity and just self-loading that's happening down in the place.
How much you think you get?
406-5.
We call in. Ask for me. I'll give you special treatment. Special treatment if you ask for me.
You are a terrible phone sex person, I'm just saying. It doesn't even sound. That sounds like you're going to try to skin somebody alive.
I'm going to ask you for your social security number, your driver's license number. How many children you
all
have?
Calls
how
are only 99 cents per
I'm
minute
a...
for the first 3 minutes.
Now you're really scaring me, man.
I'm so aroused.
I'm signing you up for Obamacare.
I'm glad we're in
I'm
Billings.
I'm a navigator, and I'm aroused.
I'm glad we're in Billings, not Washington, D.C. at the moment, because if we were doing this in Washington, D.C., the NSAA or somebody would be pulling up about now going, would you come with us?
We love the NSA to come here right now.
We
wouldn't.
And by NSA, he means no strings attached.
Yes. You're scaring the hell.
Who is saying all these crazy things? Someone has come up over the airwaves and infiltrated our...
There's these voices
and
those things on your head.
I still want to know how I got roped into this one, dude.
I don't know. I feel bad that I broke the string. We was doing some pretty good music on here. Well, yeah.
So go sit over there and go play some more.
Until you broke my D string, dude.
Thanks for tuning in to the Intel Scanner.
Thank you for tuning. Yeah, great show.
Yeah, great show. Thanks for tuning in. I just got yelled at for singing online. Because I won't even sing in front of my girlfriend at home and she's mad at me.
Oh,
she's
listening to this one.
Does that mean
hey, don't get jealous. All that homoerotica stuff, that was all just part of the show.
Just part of the act.
But he might like it. I don't know.
And gentlemen, tonight we have covered everywhere from don't eat monkeys and chimpanzees to support your local musicians and artists.
To
dig up your yard and grow a garden in it.
You're listening to
the Intel Scanner, and thank you, everyone.
Tuesday nights, mtradio.net.
Every Tuesday night, tune in at 8:30 Mountain Time. I love you guys, though, or whatever. mtradio.net.
Am I on to Al at mtradio.net? I rob mtradio.net. Yeah. This is Sean's neighbor, and I cannot fucking stand the music he plays on mtradio.net, but you might.